So, hello everyone, and thank you very much for resisting this late in the evening. And we have our last talk, and we have Emily Haro, who works at Mozilla on the localization system and tool chain management, and is going to have a talk on the road to int message format.
Intel.message format.
Oh, yeah. The Intel.message format. Yeah. I should have checked.
It's okay. Hi.
Hi.
So the last talk by Matyaj, was, if you were here, was a lot about where we are now, what we can provide now already in Pontoon and otherwise, how localization is now happening at Mozilla. What I'm going to be talking to you about is what's kind of coming up. What are some of the next things in localization that we're working on and that we think are really quite important. And I'm on the same team with Matyaj. I'm a staff, a software engineer, but I've been doing this sort of stuff kind of for fun for ages, it feels like now. Turns out that when you get really into localization in JavaScript in particular, there aren't too many other people who are that into it, and then somehow you might end up hired by Mozilla to do the things you were doing for fun, for pay. So that's kind of nice. Hint, hint, you know, it's a good company. In addition to working just on code at Mozilla, I spend a lot of time in a bunch of different standards bodies working on the standards for localization in particular. And some of the work I'm presenting here is really the work that's ongoing elsewhere than just at Mozilla, because we fundamentally want to make the world a better place, the internet a better place for everyone, not just Firefox users, but, you know, everyone's internet is better if they use Firefox. But, you know, that's, you know. You're here, so you might have heard this one before. But, yeah. On localization, this is, again, covering a bit of what Matyaj was saying, that quite often localization is one of those aspects of how do you really build an application or a site or anything that comes up way too late. You end up making some choices early on, and then you end up needing to live with those choices later, and they might not be the best stuff, best ones. And the need for localization comes after you've made the choices, or you discover that, hey, this thing, oh good grief, we need to support Arabic now. That'll be interesting. And a lot of the sort of scope of localization is interesting because there isn't necessarily one right answer. So of course we're working on a new right answer, and you know, there's an XKCD comic on that. I don't have it on these slides, don't worry. But you know the one I'm talking about. So things could definitely be better. So we're trying to make some of this improvements happen. It should be easier to localize content, and there should be a common way of doing this so that the experience and the benefits that you get from using software and libraries in one place can map to elsewhere. Right now, there's